So with the fourth indictment dropping against Donald Trump, it begs the question, what do voters think about all of this? Especially those that are in the middle, those swing voters that are so important into election. The folks, for instance, that voted for Donald Trump in 2016, but maybe switched their vote to Joe Biden in 2020. Swing voters will determine the outcome of an election. We need to pay attention to them. So how do they feel about it? Well, our friends at Engages and the Swing Voter Project looked into just that, sitting down with 13 Michigan-based swing voters. And what they found when asking them, remember last week it was the indictment dropping about overturning the January 6th stuff, and that was in the news everywhere? Well, you wouldn't have known it from talking to the folks in this focus group. They seemed confused as to what it was all about.
Shantae, what is it about?
I thought it was about the whole Stormy Daniels scandal where he gave her $185,000 or something and falsified documents.
And this last one had to do with what, the classified documents, and again, back on January 6th.
Nope.
Oh, boy, that is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and there were others that were also just very unclear. There was a lot of confusion. What does that say? And what influence will it have over their vote, if anything? Because it certainly seems to suggest that they're kind of detached. Rich Thaw is the leader of Engages, and he conducts the Swing Voter Project focus groups, and he joins us live this morning. Rich, I watch your facial expressions and your highlight reels. I think that's as surprised as I've seen you in a while.
Yeah, I don't know how much I gave away. I try to be as poker-faced as I possibly can be, given the circumstances. But yeah, when you ask these people, first off, you know, did you hear about an indictment? And they say, yes, most of them did. And then they say, yes, well, what did you hear? And they say, well, it was about Georgia. Well, Georgia didn't happen until last night. And that was, the focus group was a week ago, where they say Stormy Daniels or Mar-a-Lago documents. People are busy with their lives, and they're not studying and memorizing the sequence of the indictment releases. So on a certain level, I have empathy for them, but as you know, considering that these are really important voters who determine the outcome of elections, from a personal perspective, I wish that they paid closer attention. I think we'd be better off as a public if people did it. But I think there's also just a wariness, a weariness to get too emotionally tied up in all of this, because it's part of a larger trend of Trump taking a lot of energy for people to pay attention to everything he does. And I think that a lot of these people are just worn out.
Rich, you know, even with what they know about the indictments and everything, do they still decide? Is it a decision-making process for them as far as whether they're going to still deal with the former president come election time?
So that's a great question. I got to tell you, every month I ask the same questions, and just so your listeners know, I did Michigan this month, and I rotate from there, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, you know, across the swing states, each month a different state, and I get virtually the same response every month. Most of these voters would grudgingly, and I have to stress grudgingly, stick with Joe Biden. So in this state, in Michigan, for example, of 13 respondents, 10 of them would stick with Biden. So every month I get a handful who would go back to Trump. But remember, they left Trump in 2020. They went to Biden. So for them to jump back again to Trump, I think is a bridge too far for most of them. But keep in mind, when I ask them, do you want two different choices other than Trump or Biden in 2024? Across the board, universally, they want somebody else. Rarely do I get somebody who wants Trump or Biden.
So 13, you asked 13. Do you want to see either one of these guys on the ballot? And they all said no, correct?
Yeah. Let me stress how much they don't want them. When I start to ask the question, and I don't even finish the question, now, would you prefer to have two other candidates from the next generation as opposed to Trump and Biden? Before I'm even done asking the questions, the finger's already going up. Yes, get me somebody else. Get me somebody else. They don't want this choice.
Now, they seem to have vague knowledge of the concerns around Hunter Biden's business dealings. They seem to have been, you know, that there's something in Ukraine, there's something in China, and it may not have been on the up and up. Do they think that this justifies congressional investigations or possibly impeachment?
That's another great question. So, yeah, so the level of understanding about what Hunter Biden is alleged to have done or what he may have done is very wide. There are some people who have an awareness of the countries, as you suggested. There are some people who basically don't pay any attention at all. But for all but two, they would not launch an impeachment investigation. They don't think necessarily this rises to impeachment for Joe Biden based upon stuff that his son has allegedly done. What a number of them would do, and I didn't ask the question in both sessions. I actually just asked it in the second session, which had seven people in it. They said, all seven said that it merited an investigation by Congress, just not an impeachment investigation. So the Republicans in Congress are justified in their minds to investigate what's going on with Hunter Biden. And I think the Republicans know that, and they're behaving accordingly. But these folks are not yet ready to go, oh, wait a second, Hunter Biden's alleged to have done X, Y, and Z. The president benefited, he made decisions or whatever based upon Hunter Biden's activity, and therefore he should be impeached. The people haven't gone to that at all.
The takeaway for James Comer and Speaker McCarthy should be continue investigating. People want to know more about this and think that that's justified. But when you start talking impeachment, that's a bridge too far.
Exactly.
And, you know, aside from Hunter Biden, I mean, how did your focus group feel about the president and the fact that, you know, he had his campaign promise of, you know, getting rid of student loan debt and that hasn't come to fruition. And he said he was going to unify the country and a lot of people feel he's not doing that.
Well, that all ties into the disappointment about Biden and why they're not excited about voting for him, even if they would choose him over Trump. Those are the concerns. Plus, that his age and his mental acuity, those are always doubts that come up in people's minds about Biden. That's consistent month over month.
So if they're saying none of the above to the current front runners, who do they like?
Well, this month I didn't ask the question. I can tell you in prior months in other states I've asked that question, and I get people like Oprah, Michelle Obama, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But they really struggle. It isn't like, you know, you guys remember probably like 30 years ago, if you asked that question, you'd automatically hear Colin Powell or
right.
Norman Schwarzkopf.
Right, yeah.
You know, there was some major...
Condoleezza.
Yeah, exactly. There are people who immediately could go to somebody that they would love. We're in such a tough spot as a country right now where people can't even imagine someone highly trusted in our society who they would, you know, if you had to hand the reins of power to them, that they'd be ready to take a charge and bring people together in the process. There's no one that comes to mind. It's remarkable to me how people struggle with that question.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that people might have a person that they like, but they may be afraid to say because, you know, they don't want to get canceled or just so partisan. They want to make sure they say the right thing and not the wrong thing.
But they do seem to like Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, yeah, your governor? Wow. You want to talk about a surprise? The ones who I'm getting positive reviews for are the governors in the swing states. And I've gotten similar response to your somewhat neighboring governor in Minnesota and my governor. I live in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. So here I'll give you the context. I gave people three choices in asking about Whitmer. Would you like to see her run for president in 2024 instead of Biden? Would you like to see her run for president not in 24 but in 28? And then would you like to see her never run for president at all? So I got five in the first category. They like her so much, they'd like to see her run for president instead of Biden next year. Five would take her in 2028 running, and three never want to see her run. They think she's not qualified.
Yeah.
So, but 10 of 13 would like to see her as president, which is quite a testament to how they feel about her. They had a lot of very positive adjectives they used to describe her, and they were generally quite enthusiastic about having her grow into an even more responsible position.
And here's some of the comments that they gave you.
A young, fresh face, young, fresh mind. Like, I think she's done a great job with Michigan. So I think she'd do a good job with the country.
She could unify the country. I think it's possible more than Biden.
I just remember a lot of the infrastructure in terms of how the roads and stuff were set up. And how quickly she was able to organize, it seemed like a lot of different, even construction workers and companies, to get a lot of things done in a very short amount of time.
Now, they have a rosier recollection, I think, Rich, than a lot of Republicans do. But bottom line, going back to the Trump indictments, if the Fulton County case is televised in court, do you think now those that are indifferent to it might start plugging in then?
I don't mean to laugh, but yeah, honestly, I have great doubt that people are going to start paying more attention to this unless something absolutely bizarre happens and there's a spectacle in the court and they can't help but watch it. But for the most part, again, people have had their fill of Trump. They've had their fill of Biden, and they would like to move on. That's the way they're looking at this situation. And I'd be shocked if this becomes like the next OJ case where everybody is hyper-focused on it day after day, month after month. Unlikely to happen.
They're not mad as hell and don't want to take it anymore. They're just tired as hell. That's the
point. Some of them are mad, but just in sort of an exhausted form of anger.
I think we can all share in a bit of that. Rich Thau, thanks so much for the research you're doing. I think it really it gives us great focus on what those folks, those determinative folks in the middle, are thinking as we get closer to the primary season.
Thank you. If your listeners want to watch the clips, they're at swingvoterproject.com.
All right. Take care. And we'll be back.